This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, you're listening to Beyond the Ballot Box with me, Dashran Johan. R. Arun Kannal will be Party Socialist Malaysia's sole candidate at the upcoming Johor State elections. The 46-year-old activist and filmmaker will be competing for the Kota Iskandar state seat against four other candidates, namely Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad of Pakatan Harapan, Johor UMNO Secretary Panda Ahmad, Samsudil Ismail from Perikatan Nasional, and Dr. Zaini Abu Bakar from Parti Perjuang Tanah Air. He joins me on the show today to discuss his personal journey as well as PSM's manifesto for Johor. Welcome to the show, Ara. How are you doing?
Hi, Dashan. I'm good.
Let's start with your personal journey first, Ara. Why did you decide to join politics? And specifically, why did you join Parti Socialist Malaysia?
Actually, I've graduated from USM. I took up a mass communication degree in mass comm, and I minored in political science. So I've been always like to learn about politics. So that's where my interest in politics came. But why Party Socialist Malaysia? So this is the first political party I've joined. After so long, I've been watching the Malaysian politics scenario since 1998. There was an interesting incident happened during my campus time, University Science Malaysia.
Right.
In 1998, 31st of August 1998, there was a huge prarakan happening in front of USM, the celebration of our National Day.
Okay.
So on that stage, I saw two big, great leaders of Malaysia. And on the 1st of September, one of the great leader was sacked from the government. Then it kick-started an event that bring a lot of commotion, a lot of turmoil in our political system in Malaysia. After so long, after 20 years, where are we going with this kind of same old cliche of politics, blaming each other, fighting the elite politics? So it's same old things. Then who's going to look after the riot? The people. A lot of issues need to be addressed, you see. So I saw this Party Socialist Malaysia is the real party that really worked for riot. They listen to riot. They fight with the riot. So I decided, why not? I joined PSM and joined their course.
What were you doing prior to joining politics?
Okay, after I graduated in the year 2000, I straight away got a job offering in Singapore. Basically, I did film and broadcasting. I majored in film and broadcasting. I got a job offer in Singapore as a technical service assistant during that time. So fresh grad, you see. Then gradually, I've been learning a lot of stuff, mostly on broadcasting. So I've been working there since 20 years experience. So, but I was living in Johor Bahru all this while, traveling up and down to Singapore, working, then come back and look after the family. Prior to enter the politics, I was working up and down and also doing some social works with the NGOs around my area. In Singapore, my full-time work is will take an 8-hour shift. But traveling up and down, caught in the jam. So it's about 12 hours. I say 12 hours. Remaining 12 hours of the day, I have to plan for family for rest of the time. I will be joining local. I've been quite active in Sembarti Tolargal, which all the members, Sembarti Tolargal is the some kind of friendship, persahabatan, you see. NGO, they're working closely with the people and helping poor kids, tuition, giving tuition, motivation camp. So I'm into more on education since campus time. So I've been active. I'm the deputy president for the student society in the campus. So we've been doing all these estate projects and anak angkat, camp motivasi during school times. Then when I was doing the practical training in Jabatan Penerangan, I also did some social work, taking a government grant. I applied a grant, small grant, like 500 ringgit, 300 ringgit. Then I take the grant and do some real social, like a motivation camp for SPM students. So that kind of on my own, no, nobody asked me to do, but I will do on my own. So whenever I see an opportunity, there's a opportunity, there's a grant, why not make use of it and do some positive things to the community? Something like CSR on my own.
You're also a filmmaker. Is that your passion?
Okay, the filmmaking idea grew during my childhood. So every of us certainly will have an imaginative childhood, you see. So I used to play with the nature a lot during my childhood. With the rain, with the sun. That's where, I think around 13 years old, during my form one, I think, I used to write some imaginative stories. And one day, my Bahasa teacher, Cikgu Mazna, I still remember. Suddenly, she came into class and she asked, okay, student, okay, you all write any stories. Okay, any story, but make sure it's your own story. Don't copy, don't this one, imitate. You must come up with your own story. Then I start to write a story about a friendship of a mosquito and a fly. Don't know from where I got that information. So I just wrote it. Then at the end, I read the story in front of my class. At the end of the story, everybody clapped. Then my teacher called and said, you have a talent in writing, in storytelling. Keep on writing and keep on doing this. Then since then, it sparked my passion. Then, okay, something new. Okay, I will take up the journey. And I pursue my studies in filmmaking, film and broadcasting. That's where I started. But my choice, I didn't tell my father also. I'm going to do film. because filmmaking that time got no future.
Right.
Everybody, my friends also say, hey, well, what are you going to do? Where are you going to work if you study film? I say, well, let's see how. But I'm the one who first got job offer before I grad. I got that job in Singapore. So it's quite a very personal journey for me.
What was your childhood like? Did your parents discuss things like social justice, politics, and things like that?
Okay, my childhood, I'm from an estate. I born in an estate. Then my father is estate worker. He worked in rubber tapping,
right.
Plantation, oil palm, and something like that. Then he his education is a bit low, but he wanted his kid to excel in education. To join, and then he wanted all the kids, we have five siblings, he wanted all to become teacher.
Okay.
Join the government. So, because he wanted to become a teacher those time, he couldn't make it. So
right.
He wanted, so I'm the only one who rebel, want to listen. So I chose this path and I became a filmmaker.
Right.
At the end, he got to know after I grad, I told him, I studied. After grad only, I told him, he asked me, what do you study in the university? I told him, MassCom, something like communication. Never say film. I say communication. Okay. I did my first film. I have no funding, no support. The film done using my own money and my friend of mine, he invested some portion. And I wanted to tell the story of my life. Not my life, but what I saw in the estate. The estate
right.
was being taken by a developer and what happened to the people. And the estate, I put a twist at the end. The estate was saved by a 10-year-old boy through his scientific invention. I don't know how I come up with that climax, But I wanted to put some twist to it. I come up with that climax, and the developer saw that boy talent. Then he decided to not to. He decided to provide some housing plan for the workers. So that's the synopsis, title, logline of the story. So that film made a round and got an award in Norway and Canada. And it's
What's the name of the film?
It's a totem. Totem the garden.
Okay.
Totem. Totem is a Tamil word for estate or garden. You can take both meaning.
Yeah. Was your family worried? A lot of people say politics is dirty. Politics is like almost like the mob. When you told them that you were going to get into politics, were they worried? Did they say like,
yeah,
hey, don't
really worried until now. Yeah. Until now, they are really worried. But I have a very good team. Party Socialist Malaysia, PSM members, even the president came down. Arul Chavan, the deputy president, Sivarajan. So suddenly, I'm seeing universe conspiring to help me to make some kind of history. I don't know how to say it, but it's happening. We'll see. I'm all out. I want to do something. I want to change. Like Gandhi said, you have to be the change. If you want to change the world, you become the change.
Why is Party Socialist competing in Kota Iskandar specifically?
Okay, why PSM? I've been joining PSM activities since 2009-2010. We have done a lot of community work around this area, Nusa Jaya, a lot of people's issue like EPF and SOCSO, and housing issue and hospital issue. So people are familiar with us. So that's why we decided, okay, let's go for it. And we only contesting in one seat first. So this is the first time Party Socialist Malaysia contesting in Johor. So I think we are familiar. People are familiar with us. Known face, you see.
What's interesting also is that in Kota Iskandar, you'll be not only going up against Barisan Nasional and Perikatan Nasional, but you'll be going up against Pakatan Harapan, Perjuang and all of that. Why the decision to challenge everybody as opposed to, say, negotiating with other coalitions, similar to what Parti Muda did with Pakatan Harapan?
Why we stand alone is because we are a party which has a different ideology, different principle comparing to other parties, you see. It's a very obvious thing, first reason. Because all the big parties, all until now, you can see they are pro-capitalist. They're depending on big investment, backed by big investment thing, corporate investment. So we, from grassroots, we depend solely from the people. We have decided this is the time for us to stand alone and show some, show them the real, what people really want. They don't want to listen to all this nonsense, blaming each other, all the corruption thing. They don't want, they're tired. They are really frustrated with the government. They're asking what your plan, what are you going to do for us? Especially during the pandemic time, the COVID. Very bad, you see, until small the peniaga kecil, all this the workers, all we almost cried, you know, whenever they see us. Say, tada bantuan ka bang? Dua tahun ni kita ni susah, tada makanan tau bang, tada orang tengok. Nobody come and visit us. Nobody ask us. It's very touching to see all these people's problems, see?
Yeah.
That's why we decided, let's go for it and we fight alone. Never mind. Let's see how people will support us. If people support us, we really hope to serve the people and show one. It's so-called pilot project for us.
Right.
Let's prove it in one constituency and show to the world that, especially in Malaysia, that PSM is different. PSM is really take care of the people.
All right, we do need to go for a very short break. On the show with me today is R. Arunkannal. He's Parti Socialist Malaysia's sole candidate at the upcoming Johor State elections. After the break, we'll be discussing what is PSM, Parti Socialist Malaysia's manifesto for the Johor elections. How are they going to help people of Johor? Keep it here on Beyond the Ballot Box, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Beyond the Ballot Box. I'm Dashan Johan, and on the show with me today is R. Arunkannal. He's Parti Socialist Malaysia, PSM's sole candidate at the upcoming Johor State elections. And we're discussing, before the break, we talked about his personal journey, why he got into politics. Now we're going to be discussing PSM's manifesto for the upcoming elections. So, Ara, let's move on to pressing matters. Before the break, you talked about how the people are tired. The people are tired with parties that want to protect corporate interests more than caring about the people's interests. And you say that PSM is different. So what are, when you go on the ground, you've been on the campaign trail for a while, you've been doing your research along with other PSM members. What are the key issues that Johorians, especially those living in the constituency that you are competing in, Kota Iskandar, what are the issues that people are concerned with? What are they worried about? What do they want?
Okay, to our findings, we have been traveling since naming this as Penaman Calon. Then we've been listening to all the people's plight, you see. Then we identified three key issues in our manifesto. We have highlighted this issue as an important key issues, which is affordable houses. And employment for the those who affected. Then the living costs, rising living costs.
Right.
So these three are the key issues we are going to address if we given a mandate.
Okay.
So these are the things, like due to the COVID pandemic, a lot of people, especially those who working in Singapore, they lost jobs. And they couldn't find a replacement. A lot of people depend on government aid, like the BRIM and so-called. So we have to find an alternative very fast. So we have to venture into new job opportunities and giving them a proper training and placing them a job in Johor itself, especially in Kota Iskandar. And Kota Iskandar now, we can see the population is like growing fast. So a lot of youngsters are now joining the job market now. So we have to find a proper job placement for them.
So what is Parti Socialist Malaysia promising? If y'all win the election, what exactly are y'all going to be doing? Because I had a look at your manifesto that has been circling on social media. It stated that y'all have six main focuses that y'all are going to be executing, right? If y'all win, explain that a little bit to me.
Okay, the six aspect is in Kota Iskandar is more on the problem faced by the local people here in Kota Iskandar. It's like the flooding issue, the flat, the condition of the flat, and the river, and the education. Now the population is growing, so we need to get a new school for the housing area and the healthcare system. So now in the Kota Johor Bahru itself, Iskandar region, we have two main hospitals, which is placed south. Southern region is like the Tunamina Hospital, Tunamina, and the eastern coast, eastern part is Sultan Ismail Hospital. So what about this region? Because this Kota Iskandar is in the west part of Iskandar region. So the constituency is also very big. We have 116,000 over people living here. So we need a hospital, but that plan will take some time because the decision made by the federal government, you see. But we will push the state government to, we will press the state government to get approval from the federal government. So time being, we need to upgrade the existing healthcare system, the government healthcare system. But at the moment, they are doing a very great job, all the frontliners and the medical officers. Everybody are working. They are giving a good service to the people. But we have addressed a few issues like ambulance services. So we need to have 24 hours ambulance services. And also we need to, there's a frequency of the emergency services. Because they are depending on more on private hospitals. A lot of private hospitals are there. So for the government part, we need to provide proper like extended hours, you see. And the distance, mostly people working in Singapore prior to COVID. Nah? Now the border is closed, right? So before that, we could see a lot of people traveling, right? Then the workers met with the accidents. So they need a very fast, you see, fast service ambulance. Sometimes they waiting for 1 hour for the ambulance to arrive in the scene. Okay, then we have to find an alternative way. We have to push for better ambulance services here.
Right. So earlier you also talked about affordable housing. Let's dive into that a little bit more, because Johor is undergoing massive overdevelopment. More and more luxury properties are sprouting like mushrooms.
Correct.
Most of these properties are taken up by the super rich, and also many are taken up by Singaporeans. Working class Johorians, they cannot afford houses. How is PSM going to solve this problem?
Yeah, like you said, the housing here cater for Singaporean market. You see, and the prices all like keep on increasing, like 500,000, 1,000,000, cater for the upper class of society. But what about the lower income people, B20, who couldn't afford to buy that kind of property, you see? So government has to step in and build more affordable below 100,000, like for B40 category, and also PPR houses for rental for B20 category. So we, in Party Social Malaysia, we plan to push government to build more houses for the needy people.
Right.
That's our plan.
Something else that caught my attention is that the manifesto also states that you're planning to use government funds to increase subsidies for the people instead of huge corporations and foreign investors. So what do you mean by this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should provide a subsidy. Like, you see, the healthcare system, KPJ, it's a GLC, government-owned, but they're more on focusing on private. So through their CSR activities, so on, there, maybe the government should give subsidize the health facilities, health equipment for the needy people. Like they need some equipment, hearing equipment, and like for the operation, the plate, or due to the injuries or what. So government should subsidize all this item, you see. Yeah, they are more focusing on foreign investment. You see, they cater all the services to the FDI, foreign investment. So they're focusing on getting more investment, more investment. But how about the lower income people? How about the people who really need? So they can channel the subsidies and to the people. So that's our main idea.
Okay. And something else you all have is also you want to increase the employability, you know, the employment rate among Johorians, you know, especially in the B40 community, B20 community.
Yeah.
And you all have proposed something called the scheme Jana Kerja. Explain that to me a little bit.
Okay. You see, our projection by the year 2025, there'll be 800,000 new job will be created. In the scheme, and now we have to adapt to the new current trend, which is we have to adopt new technologies and create new job opportunities, like future energy technology, FET, you see, and Internet of Things. So we need to provide trainings and like a program, Gerak Kerjaya, or something like that, to train the youth, because the youth now is like, they wanting more skill job. So we will provide training through government schemes and everything, and we create new job opportunities in the new sectors like 5G, AI, smart farming, cloud computing, some this kind of area we need to explore and create new job opportunities. More like nowadays, a lot of people in Johor, depending in Singapore, job market, they go to Singapore and work. So why not create the same job opportunity available in Johor itself with the good facilities, good technological input from government?
PSM has also mentioned that y'all be focusing on the plight of Orang Asli communities in Johor, which many people don't talk about. What are the specific issues faced by the Orang Asli community in Johor?
Yeah, recently we have we visited a few Orang Asli kampung around this Gelang Patah area called Simpang Arang Orang Asli village. About 500 families living there. Their condition like really sad lah. Around surrounding the kampung, the development is taking place. And see, they used to call Orang Seleta people. They were the fishermen. So now all the coastal area affected by development and pollution. The fishes, they now no more doing their fishery job. So the fishes, all that, they are now finding a new job in like factories, in some other security guards. So this kind of job, you see. So we need to get them a proper training and proper job placement. And also their livelihood, the school issues, because they are living in a rural place, transportation to the school. So we need to find some alternative for them. These are the few issues we found. I think after election, we will visit them again and meet them.
How has the campaign period been coming along for you guys? Y'all have been doing your rounds, going from shop to shop, restaurants, and going on the ground and visiting a lot of people, visiting Orang Asli communities. What has the reception been like? Have y'all been receiving a lot of support from the communities?
First of all, the community is like a bit showing their frustration lah. They don't believe in any parties. Whoever comes, they will like show their frustration. But slowly, they came to know that we are PSM, we are different, and we explained to them. So they are like welcoming us, and they've been telling us their problem. So they hoping us to really work for them lah. So that's, but the reception was very good so far, positive. So we are looking forward for more meetups, more engagement with the people, local people. We want to know about their people, the problems also. So that's, but now we're facing a weather issue, raining every afternoon, 3 p.m. Right. Started to rain. So we're facing this issue right now. But okay, so far it has been really an exciting journey for us.
On that note, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Ara.
Thank you, Dasha, for the opportunity. And thank you, BFM. You guys rock.
That was R. Arunkannal. He's the Party Socialist Malaysia's sole candidate at the upcoming Johor state elections. If you missed any part of our conversation, you can check out the podcast on the BFM app, bfm.my, and pretty much wherever you get your podcast from. I'm Dashan Johan, and this has been Beyond the Ballot Box, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.